Chapter 2. Raised to Make Trouble. In a way, I'd been preparing for this showdown on Capitol Hill my whole life. I was raised by troublemakers. Neither of my parents ever backed away from a righteous fight. My father, David Richards, is a civil rights attorney whose career has been rabble-rousing. And Mom? From her earliest days rebelling against the social norms of Waco to becoming the first woman elected in her own right as governor of Texas, she believed she was on this earth to make a difference. It's been nearly 30 years since she gave her famous keynote address at the 1988 Democratic National Convention in Atlanta, yet people still quote me a line or two as if it were yesterday. My folks grew up in the hardcore Baptist environment of Waco, Texas. High school sweethearts from different sides of town. Mom's parents were Depression-era survivors, country folk from humble beginnings who worked long and hard for everything they had. Her father, Cecil, for whom I'm named, worked for a wholesale druggist and traveled to small-town drugstores throughout central and western Texas selling his wares. Poppy, as I called him, was well over 6 feet tall, with a gentle way about him. He never graduated from high school, yet his street smarts and keen sense of people made him a natural salesman. He always had some hilarious way of stating the obvious. "That's no hill for a stepper," was a favorite. In other words, you can overcome anything if you're determined. Mom's mother also had little in the way of formal schooling, but she knew how to fend for herself and her family. She made my mother's clothes and grew and canned all her own vegetables. There was never a moment when the deep freezer in the garage didn't have enough food to survive a nuclear holocaust. But not canned tomatoes. Poppy swore he'd eaten so many canned tomatoes during the Depression, he couldn't bear the sight of them. Nona, as we called her, was no nonsense and did not suffer fools. The day my mother was born, going to the hospital was unthinkable. They didn't have the money, and giving birth at home was just the country way. When Nona went into labor, she called a neighbor woman to come over and cook for Cecil, as it was unimaginable that he would make his own dinner that night. The story goes that the neighbor was struggling to kill the chicken that was planned for his meal. So my grandmother hoisted herself up on one elbow, reached out her other hand, and